This episode of WDW Today is a throwback. It's brought to you by our friends at Off to Neverland. You know the link. Go to neverland.com. Now, in this episode, it's all about surviving the zombie apocalypse. Yes, it's something that's come up in this show multiple times since we took over, but it's also something that some people don't know the origins of. We had many requests, got a lot of tweets, got a tweet today saying, can you please tell us where you can hear that episode? Well, here it is, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse in Walt Disney World, originally episode 837 from February of 2011. Take it away, guys, and remember, go to neverland.com to plan your next vacation.
This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
It's Friday, February 11th, 2011, and this is episode 836 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. And Len, you know, they always say beware the Ides of March, but I always say beware the Ides of February.
Yeah, I mean, what you want to do is you want to sneak up on your unsuspecting prey in the Ides of February.
It's when to do it.
Everyone expects the Ides
of
March.
No one ever expects the Inquisition, or February, for that matter.
Yeah.
28 days, just a little weird. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
These giant butterflies can have a wingspan from 12 inches all the way to a whopping
Jungle
one
Cruise.
Foot. Right.
Very nice. And on today's show, we're going to be tackling a very difficult and serious topic at Walt Disney World.
It may be the most critical topic of your entire life.
In fact, it may save your life one day. Can we say that?
It may save your life. It may save your life in Walt Disney World. And Matt, we have you to thank for it.
That's right. We're going to be talking about how to survive the zombie apocalypse at Walt Disney World.
That's right. So imagine yourself in Walt Disney World when you get notifications somehow through either the voices of those who have been not so fortunate, or hopefully through CNN, that the zombie apocalypse is upon us and zombies are attacking Walt Disney World. We're going to go through all four parks and figure out where you need to be to have your best chance of survival and to fend off and fight, live to fight another day.
Let me ask you that. We got to set the ground rules here, Glenn. What kind of zombies are we talking about? Are we talking about like brains, like can't run, walk really slow zombies? Are we talking about Zombieland zombies, which can run?
Yeah, I think we're talking about Zombieland zombies here, but slower than usual Zombieland zombies. I mean, if you're Walking Dead
zombies?
Yeah, Walking Dead. So good cardio, I think, beats it. Remember the first rule of Zombieland, right? Good cardio.
Cardio, that's right.
Cardio.
We talking plants versus zombies?
That's a good question. Let's go with the brain zombies.
All right, so you're looking for the and nothing else is zombie, right? There's books out there where you can talk about there's like zombie flies and zombie animals.
No,
humans.
This is just your basic garden variety zombies.
Okay.
So imagine you're in the animal kingdom, right? Word comes out that zombies are spotted in Kissimmee, and you don't have time to get back to your hotel because Disney transportation is essentially broken down. You're in the animal kingdom. Where do you take up your first of all? Where do you take up your defensive position, or where do you take up your offensive position, and why?
Yeah, because you want to have a position. See, anyone can say, well, you want to have like somewhere where you don't want a dead end. You do not want to be in a room where there's only one way in or out, because then you're stuck. There's no way to get out.
Yeah, you need an escape route. So you need an escape route. We think you need food and water, and it has to be defensible. Those are the criteria that we're looking for here.
I got an idea.
Go ahead.
The monkey island when you're walking from Asia towards Expedition Everest.
I love it because everyone knows zombies can't use
zombies
can't use rope bridges. Everyone knows that.
And they can't swim.
Zombies can't swim. That's true. Yes.
Yes.
What do you do about food, though?
Well, I figure because they can't swim.
The monkeys? The bananas?
The monkeys, you got some built-in food right there.
Exactly. Well, for a while anyway.
Well, at least with the moat surrounding you, that'll give you an advantage to be able to, because then at least, you'll know where the zombies are. You'll get a good scouting position. And if they're on the bridge, say, then you jump off to like the Kelly River Rapids side, make your run for whatever you need. They're not going to, and then you'll have a way out of there. So I think that's the best one I can think of. What do you guys think?
Kelly River Rapids actually isn't a bad idea either because it's water-based. And I'm thinking that the
zombies would never be on such a boring ride.
They'd never be on such a boring ride. Plus, also the entrance platform spins.
Right.
That would just confuse the heck out of zombies.
Yeah, but it's too short a ride. Eventually they might just from sheer volume pushed through.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Let's give the zombies some credit here. Eventually, they're going to say there's nothing else to do in this park. Let's go to a different park.
Exactly. Yeah, I was considering the safaris.
Well, then you got to fight off the lions.
Well, yeah, but...
Because eventually Jurassic Park is going to break out.
Well, but the lions, I think, would eat the zombies. I mean, the lions would go after the slower-moving targets, wouldn't they?
True. That's a good point, although you'd have to form some sort of a symbiotic relationship with the lions so that they don't perceive you as potential prey.
I'm figuring that I can sing the Circle of Life better than the zombies can, so maybe that's... I could hold up a small lion over Pride Rock. And go, the circle! No, but seriously, I'm thinking that there are lots of barricades and stuff there that are hidden.
True.
That would keep the zombies from getting to you. I mean, if it can keep a lion from getting to you, it could probably keep a zombie, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And those rocks are heated or cooled, depending on where it is.
Now, the zombies have opposable thumbs, though, and the lions don't. So maybe the safaris aren't a good idea. You still need food, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, in the savannah, you'd have other animals there, so you could hunt the other animals on the savannah.
And the beauty about the savannah, too, though, is you can see things coming from a mile away, so it's going to be hard to do a sneak attack.
True.
Yeah. I can't think of anywhere else in you know, you don't want to be, like, in the Tree of Life, because then you're just surrounded.
Right.
You're dead.
Yeah, you're dead. You're dead in the Tree of Life. Your last words, irony. Is there anywhere else you'd want to be in the Animal Kingdom?
That's a good question. I can't think of any. Nowhere else really jumps out to me as a good.
All right, let's move over to Epcot then. Epcot. Bless you. Epcot, you have a couple of options. One option that I heard on Twitter was the top of Spaceship Earth, but I don't think you've got.
Yeah, that's a good place to go die and hold them off in the Alamo situation. But you're not getting out of that area.
No, you're not.
This is pretty easy. Be on the friendship boat.
Well, what are you going to do for food?
Twinkies. I don't know.
Twinkies? All the Mickey Rice Krispie Treats your boat can handle.
Trying to think of what attraction, or if there is one.
Actually, Scopa didn't have a bad idea. He was close. I was thinking Inferno Barge.
Built in defense.
Yeah, I mean flames, right? how do you kill a zombie again? Shot to the head.
Shot to the head. Yeah.
Shot to the head. Okay.
You got to destroy. You got to. Yeah. You got to remove the brain.
Yeah.
Can't you decapitate them? Decapitate.
Yeah. I think that works too. Because So how did you kill before the gun was invented? How did you kill zombies? How did medieval zombies get killed?
Crossbow.
Crossbow. That's what I was thinking too. Exactly.
Yeah. Machete.
Axe. Yeah.
Axe, yeah. So battle axe. So where else in? I don't think there's anywhere in World Showcase you'd want to be.
No,
there's just nowhere.
No,
I can't think. I mean, Canada maybe because you got the stairs, but still indefensible.
Yeah, it's not a very good position to be in.
No, I don't think. I mean, if it's the Inferno Barge or nothing there. What about in? What about the Land Pavilion? Somebody said that you could hold yourself up in the Land Pavilion.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, but you got to also remember one thing. Zombies they're not going to follow the pathways. You know, they could be coming from any direction, even though you have the high ground over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, for all you know, they're coming from, like, the woods behind you. But then there's only one way in, one way out, which is that main entrance.
Yeah, so I think that's good, but you've got food. That's the thing.
It's true. It is the land.
It is the land. I mean, you've got essentially an infinite amount of food there.
As long as they don't penetrate that greenhouse, you're okay.
Yeah, and you can kind of see them coming, but you've got don't forget you've got the water surrounding you too there, right? If you're on the inside of the ride,
yeah, it's a good self-sustaining thing. It might not be bad because then you'd probably only have to take minimal trips to leave the compound.
If you had a few people to defend it, you could totally do it.
True, and then if you're feeling a little, you need something a little fresher, you'll head on over to walk over to the Living Seas.
Yeah, grab some fish.
Yeah, some fish, yeah. Absolutely.
You put the fish in the ride system. Yeah, so I think if you're gonna be anywhere. Well, you could actually be in the Living Seas too, couldn't you?
Yeah, and don't forget the other thing is let's say you get overrun, right? So it's like you're falling back. The good news is you're never really cornered because you could always fall back to living with the land and then pop out of the break one of the greenhouse windows and jump out and go out that way.
Yeah, it's true. If you had to do that, yeah.
So it's not a bad idea, actually. That's a pretty good – I think it's the best option we've got so far.
So is there the Living Seas, right? So you definitely want to be in Future World West, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's where to be. Hmm. Anywhere else in Epcot? I mean, I don't think you want to be in Energy. I don't think you want to be in...
The Wonders of Life.
Wonders of Life. No, you don't want to be in... No, you don't mean Test Track. You don't want to be in Mission Space. No. You got to be in the Land or Living Seas.
Yeah. Land's a good option, though. I like it.
Yeah, and you could. I wonder how much scuba equipment you actually have in the Living Seas.
It's got to be hidden there somewhere.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you could dump a couple of tanks in the bottom of it and then stay there for days on end if you needed to.
How about Hollywood Studios?
Ooh, good question. The studios. Well, I think you want to be. Gertie's. You want to defend yourself at Gertie's, the ice cream place. Well, you're surrounded by water on two sides and change.
True, although you're going to be living off ice cream.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of where's a good defensive position over there, because Sunset Boulevard, not really going to help you out much.
No. You could be on the island in Fantasmic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got the high ground.
Yeah, and you can always light the little moat on fire.
That's true, you could light the moat on fire. Now, you don't have food, but you can always stop by Toluca Lakes Turkey Co., and stock up before you barricade yourself on the island.
True. You know, I'm trying to think of others. If you've ever seen the movie Zombieland, which is not for kids, by the way, but the whole Pacific Playland scene, there's got to be something to learn. All I know is that they don't have any. We need a place that has carny things. Then you can lock yourself in over there with your with your hollow point bullets and make sure
that
you.
What's his name?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Yeah,
Tallahassee.
That was a great movie.
Oh, so good.
One of Bill Murray's best roles. I think I'm going to watch that tomorrow night, actually. We're in the studios. I think you're dead. If you're in the studios, you're dead.
Yeah. Your only choice is maybe go to the Bill Murray solution to survive the apocalypse and dress up like a zombie.
Oh, using the costuming department.
Yes, and then pretend like you're part of the scene.
Oh, that's an idea. Oh, speaking of scene, somebody said that you go hide out in the Great Movie Ride. In the zombie scene, in the mummy scene, because they'll think you're one of them.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Great movie ride. That's not a bad idea.
Got to admit, studio is not a great place to hide out for the zombie apocalypse.
I told you, man. I told you. I had this sneaking suspicion something was wrong with that park. Now we know what it is.
Now we know what it is. Well, at least I'll go down with my principles.
Exactly. Finally, the Magic Kingdom. All right. I think there's plenty of potentially good spots here in the Magic Kingdom. I think there are two very good ones, though. Let's go through it.
Splash?
So Splash Mountain. Okay, surrounded by water, so this is just like the Land or Colorado Rapids, right?
Right.
What do you do for food, though?
Eat your own.
The other thing, too, is the ride. If the ride breaks down, you're essentially out of luck.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Well, Tom Sawyer's Island has got to be the easiest place,
Tom
right?
Tom Sawyer Island. Now, Aunt Polly's doesn't have food, but you could. They probably still have the old storage facilities for the food. They've probably got the refrigerators and the ice machines and everything over there. You could probably do it.
It's also the Monkey Island principle, which is that, you know, you can scout out the area, figure out which side of the moat is clear, and make a run for it, get supplies, get back, and you could probably be able to get back without, you know, incurring much of a...
I don't think the zombies will learn how to operate the rafts because
or the Liberty Boat
or the Liberty Bell River. Yeah. So I think you're set there. I think Tom's right. Now, if there's a couple of you could defend it to. Everybody could take up a couple of points. Don't forget, you also have the fort.
Ah, yes, Fort Langhorne.
Fort Langhorne. Yes,
it has built-in sights for guns.
That's right. You could technically do that too if you needed to, but you need at least four people to defend the fort. But there are four of us, so.
Yeah, if you happen to run into the zombie apocalypse during a reunion, you could probably recruit a few people and bring them over there.
That's right. If the zombie apocalypse happens during reunion, I think we're set.
What about Cinderella's Round Table?
Yeah, so that's. I think that's the place that everybody thought of. Is that? I mean, it's surrounded by water. You could with. I'm assuming that if the zombie apocalypse comes, you're going to bring a couple of pounds of small explosives with you.
I'm going to blow up the. Yeah, I'm going to blow up the front of it so that yeah.
Yeah, blow up the ramparts so that it's actually it actually is surrounded by a moat. We're gonna have to demo Fantasyland, the part of it behind the castle, but that's easy enough to do, right? They've already got the equipment there for that. So then you just lock the door behind you at Cinderella's Royal Table. You've got the food, You've got the turrets. You can defend the castle. And worst case scenario, you got to bail out. You take the Tinkerbell zipline.
Exactly, that's a great way out of castle.
I think the castle is actually the most popular choice for the defensive position. You definitely want to do the castle. You got a place to stay.
It's almost like a castle was designed to be a fortification,
a siege of some. It's a good siege position. Exactly. I think that's what you want to do. But you can also keep the other attractions running too, just as distractions.
Yeah. I mean, outside of the parks, I mean, really, you're talking. I mean, you could, like, Discovery Island or something like that, or
what are you gonna do for food? That's the thing.
You could be
in the middle of Seven Seas Lagoon, right there. There's islands there.
It's fishing.
There's fishing. You could definitely do that. And I don't think that the zombies are gonna get to you from in the middle there. That would be tricky. But yeah. But again, food is the big thing. But you know what you could do? You load up one of the ferry boats with food. And then just run it aground, baby.
Exactly. That'll work.
Or water mice, or, you know, actually one of the pontoon boats. Oh, dude, we totally have to do the pontoon boat thing when we do a reunion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you think they'll let us pilot a pontoon boat on the Seven Seas Lagoon?
Yeah, they rent those out.
Once, anyway. They'll let us do it once.
It's not bad. Cool. Well, that's a good sign. Did we miss anything?
No, we should play a zombie game during reunion where we have zombies versus people.
Zombies versus plants and zombies versus people.
Some of our listeners could be the zombies, and if you could touch, you're a zombie too.
Some of our listeners are already there.
You know. this might be an idea.
Nice. Well, it's a, you know, if we missed anything that you think would make sense for to defend against the
coming zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. We missed an obvious something or other. Please let us know. Just go to www.today.com. And check out what other people have said and submit your own. You can find all our episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments. You can visit us online at wdwtoday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I am Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.